My dear brothers and sisters, because these are sons who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of priests, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. It is true that God has made his entire holy people a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great priest himself, Jesus Christ, chose certain disciples to carry out publicly in his name and on behalf of mankind a priestly office in the church. For Christ was sent by the Father, and he in turn sent the apostles into the world, so that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are established as co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office and with whom they are called to the service of the people of God. After mature deliberation, these our brothers are now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate, so as to serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ, the eternal high priest, and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, they will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament, to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. My dear brothers, Richard and Roger, this is a wonderful day of great rejoicing. Your families and your diocese join with you in tremendous gratitude for the great gift bestowed on you today. This day, God changes you, and this day, you commit yourselves to the Lord in a unique way, and you do so knowing that you are among the many elders who will work together to be ambassadors of Christ. Just as Moses was assisted in responding to God's challenge in fulfilling the task given him in leading the people to the promised land, so too are you called to assist the bishop in leading God's people to a deeper sense of his presence in their lives. You will be responsible for many and varied ministries. But as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Corinthians, the ministry of reconciliation is a special and most important aspect of your ministry. Seek out those who are lost. Welcome them with great joy back into the family of God, the church. To do this, you must get to know your people. You must be able to empathize with their struggles. You must show them the deepest respect. And in the words of our Holy Father, Francis, you must be able to appreciate the smell of the sheep. Allow your people to get to know you, to get to love you. As you enter into their lives, allow them to enter into your lives as well. In our gospel passage this day, Jesus warns his disciples that they must never be in a position to lord their authority over the people. Rather, his disciples must consider themselves as servants who have come to give their lives away, just as Jesus gave his life away. My brothers, these words of the Lord are addressed to you and to me as well. We must never forget that the Lord calls us to lives of humble service and to give ourselves away for the sake of the people God brings and leads into our lives. To be able to respond to this challenge the Lord gives us, we must be men of prayer and reflection. There is no other way. Pray regularly. Reflect on the Word of God on a daily basis. Be open to growth in the spiritual life. Constantly remind yourselves that Jesus is the center of all that we do. Also, dear brothers, may I remind you never to forget that You minister with many other shepherds, your fellow presbyters in the priesthood, the many deacons and religious in our diocese, the faithful lay ministers, and me, your father in ministry. Seek always to collaborate with all of us. Be part of our gatherings. Share faith with us. Recognize that we are all working together to build up the kingdom of God. Now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ, the teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God, which you have received with joy. Meditating on the law of the Lord, see that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. In this way, let what you teach be nourishment for the people of God. Let the holiness of your lives be a delightful fragrance to Christ's faithful, so that by word and example you may build up the house, which is God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying, for by your ministry the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ, which will be offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar, in union with the faithful, in the celebration of the sacraments. Understand, therefore, what you do, and imitate what you celebrate. As celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful, and always to walk in newness of life. Remember when you gather others into the people of God through baptism, and when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with the holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world, remember then that you are taken from among men and appointed on their behalf for those things that pertain to God. Therefore, carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to the concerns of Jesus Christ. Finally, my dear brothers, exercising for your part the office of Christ, head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who came to serve, not to be served, but to serve, and who came to seek out and save what was lost.